Hachette Audio presents Robert Ludlum's The Jansen Option, written by Paul Garrison, read by Scott Shepard. For Amber Edwards and Lucky, our present friend. Prologue. Exfiltration. Last year, 30 degrees 8 minutes north, 9 degrees 30 minutes east. Tunisian border near Ghadames, 395 miles south of Tripoli. Checkpoint, said Jansen. Two Toyota pickups angled nose to nose a mile ahead. The narrow oiled road, a service track for a string of high-tension power lines, was banked 6 or 8 feet above the rolling desert. A tracked combat vehicle and a trained driver might get around it. A stolen taxi with an amateur at the wheel didn't have a hope. Government or rebel? Asked Kincaid. She sat in back with a dented Leica slung from her neck. Jansen, sitting in front to calm the driver, scoped the pickups with an 8-power monocular lens. Civilians caught between loyalists and rebels clogged the roads to the border, so he had directed the taxi further south, through hot, wind-blown land, edged by rock ridges and speckled with the pyramidal silhouettes of camels grazing on thin ground cover. He steadied the instrument with two hands. Black mercenaries, bullpup assault rifles. Truck on the left is towing a Type 63 rocket launcher. Kincaid hid their rebel pass under the driver's seat and handed Jansen government-issued business visas, sponsored by a Tripoli importer of irrigation pumps for the Great Man-Made River Project Authority. Young and fit, she wore a scarf over her short brown hair, loose cargo pants, and a baggy, sweat-stained, long-sleeved shirt. Her papers said she worked for the publicity department of the Infrastructure and Minerals Unit.